Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to What Jail Is Like! Improvisational comedy for you and by logical extension, for that ass.
For that ass! Yeah!
For that
Bring
ass.
That ass over my way! I think Frank Sinatra did that.
I think it was.
On the Duets album? Yeah. I think he did it with Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
Bring it over this way, baby. Smacking that ass till the sun comes up. Yeah, I'm gonna go drink until I am more racist than I am. Hey, Barbara, let me get a grab of your boob. I think that's how the recording session went. Something like that. Something like that.
Interesting.
Well, blew us.
Get a grab of your boob.
You know, he's a grabby guy. He's Frank Sinatra.
I don't know.
Get
if
a boob
like
any time of the day.
I'd like to hear Barbara Streisand talked about in those terms.
He just says the word and boobs are actually placed in his hands.
Wow.
That's the power the man held before he died.
Woo. My name is Mark with me are.
Mark.
And Matt.
And what we're going boobs. To do is improvise comedy for you.
We're kind of like MacGyver, but
kinda.
We make
you give us like, you know, like a shred of a, you know, a pun, and we turn it into this huge, like, hilariously funny.
We defeat the terrorists.
We do. We're like B.A. Baracus up in here.
He said we don't have to give Matt
like,
milk.
Yeah, like Murdoch.
Not going to get in the plane.
Like Hannibal and Face. We're turning it up.
Face.
What a great man. A bad man.
I thought you said a bad thing. Like, whatever happened to Face? A great man. A bad thing.
No, my favorite part of the show is when they would just, like, they go into the garage right before they beat the bad guys. The door would come down, and then be, like, this 15-minute montage of them building huge guns out of, like, bolt shooters and, like, steel and, like, rope and stuff like
that. Like a dog.
Uh-huh. The greatest like, they're loading bolts into this, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
like construction worker tools and like
because they couldn't get an automatic weapon at Walmart.
Oh well, sure. And you had to wonder why they never hung on to any of the things that they built.
Well, Hannibal was really the only guy that ever got a gun. He got the real like those cheapo like guns with like the wood stocks and the banana clips, like really thin barrels, and he'd carry around. And he'd have his cigar and he'd be shooting everybody, like being like Murdoch's throwing bolts at somebody. But then the van would come ripping out of the garage, looking all badass with like these guns like attached to it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you really wonder why they did dismantle it.
Like, yeah, actually, why don't you just leave it like that?
Oh, I would love to see the episode where it was just them like kicking back, drinking some PBR, dismantling the van. Like, whoa, hey, do you remember when we kicked the crap out of that terrorist cell in Afghanistan with the van?
I can't wait till we have to make new guns in 2 days.
Woo!
I mean, you think it's weird because they had to actually drive to the bad guys, like on the expressway. Nobody ever thought that was weird, like a big turret on the top of this black van.
Excuse me, are the bad guys at exit 54 or 53?
Give me the map, Murdoch!
I don't really know.
I lost the map!
Going west, going east.
I'm not getting down and ask for directions. Not getting down and ask for directions! And then they, like, drug him and they take him in and they make his lips move. Hello! Do you know where the bad guys are? Oh, yeah, what you want to do is take this down north. About 4 blocks, make a right.
The bad guys were as easy to find as, like, medieval times. Oh, jeez.
Oh,
you know,
so
this
funny.
Show.
This
show is really, really, really freaking funny.
You know, Laverne and Shirley was a spinoff of Happy Days, and they would, like, occasionally do crossovers. I wanted to see the A-Team do, like, a Laverne and Shirley crossover.
You're not joking,
like,
man.
Growing pains or something. That was
seriously,
like,
they had a hard time. They had domestic troubles.
I would have had a heart attack, and my life would have ended happily right there if the A-Team had ever crossed over with the Dukes of Hazzard.
Whoa!
Would they be allies or enemies?
Oh, well, they start out as enemies, yeah, pitted against each other by the evil machinations of Boss Hogg and some Afghanistan terrorist group.
Some person with darker skin.
Exactly. A foreigner.
B.A. being the exception.
You know, because, you know, the people that America usually bomb the hell out of.
Right.
So then, you know, realizing that they have a common foe, you know, they would join together.
And I would love to see twin 50 caliber carbs loaded on the front of the General Lee.
Yes. I think the Duke boys be like, what in the Christ are you doing to my car?
Be like, shut up! I'm putting a gas oil slick dispenser on the back!
I'm turning over a lawnmower! So it has big shooting shredding blades! Cuts out the tires! Shut up, Bo! I'm scared, Luke.
So am I. Well, they opened our doors.
Where's Cooter?
They unwelded the doors. No, that'd be awesome. Like, see the team up between, like see Cooter trying to help him build stuff. No.
Roscoe Pico Chang is in the mix. In the mix.
Roscoe tries to step up to BA. But you shouldn't be.
Hazard.
Yes.
Hazard County.
Hazard County.
It's very true. It was out there.
I love bolt guns.
Did anybody see the reunion for the Dukes of Hazzard?
Sad thing.
Yeah, Daisy Duke looked like a leather handbag in shorts.
Really did.
Like, I don't think her lips actually moved. Her voice just kept coming out.
It's very troubling.
And I'm going to go to the store, and then look at my butt. No, look at it. It's mostly rhinoplasty.
More grooves in the Grand Canyon interface.
Wow.
Troubling.
It was.
What that teaches everyone is that beauty is a temporal thing.
See, there's lessons to be learned. People say that What Jails Like show, empty, devoid of any social...
Just a bunch of poop.
...message. We say bullcrap.
Bullcrap.
That's what we say because we can't say other words on the
right,
air.
But had we the ability to say other words...
We'd say come talk to us after the show. We know a lot of words that we can't say right now.
So the message
but you can't say tatas on the air.
You can't.
You can say.
You can.
Don't say you can't say tatas because somebody will be like, hey, FCC, they said tatas. This is be like, tatas, wait, that's is that right. wrong?
No, that's perfectly acceptable.
They'll be on the phone for hours on hold.
There are socially redeeming aspects of our show, so let it be known. Tell your children, you know?
Tune in.
Tune in with your children. Have a big family sit down. Put the Monopoly away. Put the Life away. And turn on What Jails Like Sunday nights.
I mean, if there's a toss-up between, you know, your kids out on the corner doing the crack rock.
Doing the crack rock.
Over at school shooting the teachers.
Snoring the hooby-jooby.
Where can I get some hooby-jooby?
Yeah.
That's what the kids are calling it these days.
Is that what they are?
I got my ear to the ground, man.
It's the hooby-jooby and the Britney Spears.
I'm feeling the vibe of the youth.
Hooby-jooby and Britney Spears. That's what they're doing. They're listening to the Britney Spears all jacked up on hooby-jooby.
I got my finger on the pulse of the youth. Just trust me.
Off the action of their brain. We should let up on it a little bit.
Maybe you're on the hoobie Julie. I worry about you, man.
So the pledge drive is over. And want to thank everybody who helped out WEFT stay on the air over the course of those 2 weeks.
Thank you.
The station made its goal. And thanks.
If I had a song to sing about thanking you, I'd sing it right now.
Yeah, if you knew anything about gratitude.
That's right.
But you don't.
I don't.
You got other things.
I'm incapable.
Going on.
Cool. Yeah.
Heartless bastard.
It's no thing, you know. Cool. Special thanks go out to the lovely Katie and the noble, honorable Kurt, both of whom contributed money to this very show.
Epic proportions.
Oh, yeah.
Ovid is actually currently writing a poem about you.
It is.
I've heard him.
Mm-hmm.
That's he's a dead, but we got Lawrence, and he.
I love
tells
those thoughtful pauses.
Yes,
you just got to take a deep breath and be like, "Wow."
Well, you know what it is.
What are we going to do to be funnier than what we just did?
Quick impersonation of the average radio listener. Oh!
Gasping and trepidation, gasping, mm-hmm. fear, trepidation, and just sheer delight.
Are they coming back? I don't know if they're coming.
I don't know. Did they go home? They are kind of rock stars. Did they stop? Did they throw in the towel?
Sometimes
like Kurt Cobain?
For 5 minutes. Sometimes they're on for 5 hours.
That's right.
And they tell people to kill themselves.
We do, but we came back for you. You know?
Don't be shutting us down.
Don't be shutting us down. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to drive around in your little sports utility vehicles on the football field in donuts. Rebelling.
Driving in donuts?
Yeah.
Oh, doing donuts. Yeah. I thought you meant actually having...
No, donuts. It's way more useful than asphalt. Actually, longer lasting.
Running from the law.
Kids like to get jacked up on the hooby-jooby. Listen to the Britney Spears while driving on donuts.
My father was killed by hooby-jooby.
Damn you, Hooby Jooby, you got my father.
You broke my family apart.
No, it's no laughing matter. If you've got a parent or...
Is it Hooby Jooby or Hooby Jooby?
Loved
Hooby,
one,
man. Snorting the Hooby Jooby.
Who's hooked on
Get
Hooby
hip.
Jooby.
Oh, you're right.
Get help.
I should have looked because, yeah, there's a PSA right here for HJA. Okay. Hooby Jooby Anonymous. Hooby Joobians. Hooby Joobers.
Hoobax.
If you got somebody on a bad Hooby Jooby trip, have them give us a call, 359-933. We can talk them down.
Okay, I love saying Hooby Jooby!
You see the puppy? The puppy that's jumping up and down and up and down? Okay, that's going to be expected on Hooby Joobies.
How much Hooby Jooby did you do?
6 grams.
6 grams of Hooby Jooby! Induced vomiting.
You've got to feed your inner puppy a bone.
feeling better.
Another one saved.
6 grams of Hooby Juby.
Stay off the Hooby Juby, kids.
All those Hooby Juby technicians.
Yeah.
They're in a pinch.
You know, I heard that there's a crackdown on the Hooby Juby dealers.
Always, man. Always.
Hooby Juby. Buy it in 8-pound blocks. Take it home, just slather it all over yourself.
Recently, a bunch of recovered addicts got together and wrote a book entitled Hooby Juby. Hooby Juby. It's a really introspective kind of piece, begging those addicted or possibly addicted or know someone's addicted to just get a look at their inner self.
Or would like to be addicted. Or
if you're interested, there's more information about it.
There's an application form. Yeah, which is kind of cool.
All right, what's up, dudes? A week gone by. People still surviving, I'm guessing. We make that assumption every week, mm-hmm. You know?
We don't know if they're out there.
We don't. We make
could
the assumption.
Could be a dead, vast wasteland.
You could be all slumped over and your chair is, you know, in the same position you were last Sunday when you turned the radio off. And
yeah,
you
like
died
with,
immediately.
With a spear through you,
mm-hmm.
You know, because...
Right when you feebly show. Attempted to live after our show was over.
Yeah.
So we make that assumption that people are listening. Perhaps bold. Call it brave.
Call it ballsy.
But we do it for the love. We do it for the love, y'all.
That because there's really no reason if you're not out there.
No reason. I mean, and obviously the Benjamins play into it.
Be inflated by Rebecca Roman Stamos right now if I wanted to be.
It's true. Our flagrant salaries play into a reason why we show up every week.
That's a great adjective for our salaries. Flagrant.
Really
it's like it's just way over
there is,
necessary.
There are clearly people starving because of how much we're getting paid. I mean, there's a direct... We get stats every morning. How mm-hmm. many people die because of the salaries.
And we're trying to jack that up.
We're trying to. Call it rude. Call it capitalistic.
That's why Matt has been secretly manufacturing Hooby Juby in his basement, distributing it.
Man, must just spill all my secrets.
Sorry.
What's up with you, man? The man, the myth, the legend, Mark Hainio. Can we give it up? A round of applause.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very, very much. Yet more floods, yet more earthquakes, more people dying.
Yep, it's biblical.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody give me those seven seals.
Kind of apathetically biblical, though.
Well, I mean, it's
you know?
The 90s.
Yeah.
It's like the four horsemen are going to have goatees and, like, flannel shirts. They're stuck in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, dude, Nirvana's... Kurt Cobain is not dead. Trust me, I was just up there. He's around here somewhere. He's hanging out with Elvis. Drinking a latte.
It'd be really a shame if the four horsemen are kind of passive-aggressive about the entire thing. You know?
I didn't make you sick.
Why don't you
what are
die?
You talking about?
Oh, well, if you want to die, fine.
Dude, you're always just... Man, I just got over a cold. She's sure just coming around here. Pestilence.
But, I mean, that's the age that we're living in. I think that's the kind of apocalypse that will come upon us, you know, is you know, the four horsemen arrive and they're like, oh, yeah, that's a really big wound. Okay, why don't you die from that? You know, this... The depression of the post-Iranian
like,
age.
Well, I could have stopped I could have stopped all the missiles from firing, but you know, I had my Game Boy. It's on level 52 on Tetris.
I'm not gonna put that down.
I wasn't gonna, you know, I want to have a high score.
That's right.
So that's what's gonna happen, folks.
So mm-hmm. How be the peeps? You know, a question I ask myself. And
stale, very stale.
Nah,
sorry.
About as stale as that joke.
Hey. Screw you.
I'm just
stale
talking.
Is my peeps joke.
You know I love
can't
it.
Can't you think, like, just the humor potential, the humor value, the EHV, estimated humor value of large anthropomorphic peeps.
Oh, they're big?
Oh, they're huge peeps. They're like man-sized peeps, and they have like peeps furniture and like peeps TV.
That's pretty funny, but I was thinking of, you know, standard normal-sized peeps.
No, like huge peeps that like microwave themselves in the morning so that they're ready to go. By the end of the day, they're like, you know, they're very rigor mortis.
They microwave themselves. Okay, cool.
Well, I mean, well, mom microwaves dad, and
right.
The baby never gets microwaved.
Right.
Not until you're older.
Not until you're older.
There's laws against who you can, like, at what age you can start microwaving. If you're above the age, you can't microwave anyone below the age.
So, Mark, I feel like you're just scrutinizing my every move.
That's because I am, actually.
All the time, I'm here. I'm your little funny puppet. Ah, make a joke, do a dance. I'm just going to watch, make sure you don't screw up or say a swear word.
I haven't asked you to dance in quite a long time.
And I don't think Mark has any
it's very
any
traumatic that one time
you
did.
For saying a swear word, so.
Yeah.
Very traumatic.
So we've got some toilet paper in here. I don't know what that's doing in here. I don't know what motivated somebody to bring it into the studio.
Emergencies, man.
Yeah.
Things happen. You can't be in control of all parts of your body at all times.
So I was figuring we'd give in to our inner frat boys and TP the studio before the chant guys
Dude.
Show up.
Dude.
idea.
Yeah.
And celebration of the
celebration.
Celebration of
that was Matt. That was Matt Trupia's id on the turntables. celebration.
That's right. He is so cool. He can remix himself. Celebrate the end of the pledge drive, which was a horrendous feat, but nobly accomplished.
Nobly accomplished.
But nobly accomplished. Mm-hmm. Accomplished in a bonobo-esque fashion.
Thanks, Charlie.
Bonobly accomplished. Bonobly. So, Lawrence, how you been? We always leave him out. You know, I feel like... But I like to look at it as not really leaving him out, but saving him for the kind of climax of the show.
Yeah, can we refrigerate him between shows from now on?
I think so.
Because he gets a little stanky when we just leave him out.
So. Maybe a giant...
No offense, Lawrence.
Maybe a man-sized Ziploc bag.
Ooh, that'd be good, because we want to prevent freezer burn.
Man-size.
We can encapsulate the funk. Encapsulate the funk.
Yeah, well, he's definitely putting out the funk now.
He's okay. He's chilling. He's
no
right.
Pun intended. Oh! Good.
That's awesome.
I'm funny.
All right, let's slip off to a music break.
I'm down.
But in the meantime, the music break doesn't mean you're supposed to sit back or slip off. It means you're supposed to get real focused and supposed to give us a phone call.
At 359-9338. Call it if you got something to say. If you got something to get off your chest. Or if you got an itch you can't scratch, call us at What Jell's Like.
Yes, it's not the pledge drive, so we have absolutely no interest in your money whatsoever. We're now back to our obscenely huge salaries.
But we would like some milkshakes.
Yeah, I'd really... Oh, boy.
Some things never change, folks.
I hadn't even been thinking about that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mark.
Some cake, maybe?
Cake and
anyway,
milkshake.
Been a while since we sorted things out for you. You're all leading miserable lives, but that can be remedied. Or at least a few aspects of it can be remedied with just a few droplets, niblets, even,
niblets.
Of advice.
Nublins, yes. If you will.
Nublins. It's kind of like self-help hooby-jooby, you know?
It was. Like, if there was, you know, a beneficial, positive, life-affirming version of hooby-jooby, that's what it would be, verbal hooby-jooby.
Not as addictive, though. Hopefully you'll be able to solve your own problems after we search out. Unlike the hooby-joobies, which it's absolutely very difficult to kick.
So call us up.
Call us up, 359-9338. Tell us your problem, your concern, anything you got, anything we need to know about. 359-9338.
Fly west!